Hi there. Welcome to Broad Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Broad Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers, all wrapped up in one package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. And for the next several lessons, you are listening to songs from her second album, the Come See a Man album. Today's song is I Am. Well, God has an enemy, and the enemy has several titles that indicate his function in relation to mankind. Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, the prince of the power of the airwaves, the deceiver, Antichrist, the serpent of old, so in other words, a snake, the adversary, the ruler of demons, the dragon, the murderer, the evil one, the spirit working in the sons of disobedience, the tempter, the god of this world, because Satan is the ruler of this world. The Bible dedicates a lot of ink to describing this one whose greatest deception is to convince believers in Christ that he does not exist, and to convince other people as well. And if you ask many believers in Christ today, they will tell you that they do not think that Satan exists. Yet if you ask them to explain the unrest in their souls and the destruction in their relationships caused by the orchestration of this master strategist with his insidious cunning and his deceptive temptations, which overwhelm their souls with misery and suffering, they would be hard-pressed to tell you where all that misery is coming from. They would just probably reduce it to, well, I just don't have the willpower. Well, on the other hand, there is God, the sovereign God of the universe, and he has many titles which describe him as well. And one such title is in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, which says this: Then Moses said to God, Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, the God of the fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, they may say to me, What is his name? Well, what should I say to them? Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am is who I am. And he continued, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am, meaning the one who exists, the God who exists, sent me to you. Exodus 3:15, God furthermore said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, I am, and this is my memorial name to all generations, I am. And so today's song is I Am, and now June Murphy will sing for you this song that she wrote and produced. And in it, you'll hear many more expressions that describe the one and only God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is June Murphy to sing I Am.
Beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, the great I Am. And he says, I am the living bread. I am the light. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door, I am the Son of God, John the Baptist waited for. I am the resurrection, I am the vine, I am the uniquely born one, Shekinah glory divine. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I existed before all. I am the Alpha and Omega, I am. Jesus, you're the
lay down my life. I'm at the right hand of the Father, intercession after paying a bridal price. I am the only way to salvation, whosoever can believe in me. I said it is finished, after my spiritual death on a tree. I am the kinsman redeemer, high priest advocate you need, the mediator between God and man, born of a woman's seed. The first resurrected victory proclaimed, broke the chains of sin and death, there's no more pain, so the whole world might be saved. I am Jesus, you're the great. I am the sacrificial lamb, and I am all I am, because you are the great I am. I am the sovereign God. I am one with the Father, and He's one with me. We are one with the Holy Spirit. I am a member of the Trinity. I was God at the beginning. I'm the creator of all things. I am the lion, the lamb, the bridegroom. No one came into being apart from me. I am coming one day on a white horse. I am faithful and true. My eyes will burn like fire.
Psalm 95, verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. In John chapter 16, verse 23, the great I Am says, These things I, the Lord Jesus Christ, have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. He has overcome the world. He has overcome Satan. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the great I Am, the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in His Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in a lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a 9-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this. And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. Then get to know him, grow within the sphere of his grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 say this. God the Father didn't send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:18. He who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is not judged. But he who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ has been judged already because he has not believed in the person of the uniquely born Son of God the Father. So don't let yourself be judged. Believe in the great I Am and be saved. And if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.